This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. He is the author of many books, including Light and Heat Medicine, which he mentioned today. His websites are drcircus.com and Breathe Slim, another site that's very interesting, Breathe Slim or BreathSlim.com. And he was talking about the medical biomats, and those are available at medicalbiomats.com. And right before we went to the break, we were talking about what your protocol would look like for a person with cancer in stage 4 who is just not doing real well. And you mentioned several things, and you talked about something that you would put into an inhaler. Or something, not an inhaler, but a breathalyzer of some sort, something that you'd breathe into your lungs?
Called L-Glutathione Plus. Let's see, the name of the company. I have it right here in my hand. I can't even see the name of the company. Thera Naturals, T-H-E-R-A Naturals. It's a combination of sodium bicarbonate and glutathione. You break open the capsule, you put it into your nebulizer. And sodium bicarbonate is a great thing for the lungs, and glutathione also. The glutathione is not easy to take orally because it's an enzyme and it gets digested in the stomach. But you can take suppositories. They have sublingual, and they also have these tablets. You can capsules you can put in your nebulizer. Also, you can nebulize iodine. You can nebulize the right kinds of magnesium right into the lungs. The lungs is like the skin. So anything you can treat pretty much the skin with, you can nebulize and directly treat the inner skin, which is the lungs. And, of course, any lung cancer patient, this is a main form of treatment, using getting these certain medicinals into the lungs, directly to the lungs.
Well, that sounds great. Absolutely.
Oh, it is. It is.
As opposed to what they're doing to cancer patients here in this country, is just a crime what they're doing. And
I'm the only doctor in the world. First, I'm the only doctor in the world who's written a book on sodium bicarbonate. I'm also the only doctor in the world who, on his protocol, lists the tears of the melting heart as a medicinal. A main part of my work is not in hard medicines, like in magnesium and iodine, liquid selenium, all these things. It's in the emotional, mental, and spiritual components of cancer, like, for instance, sexual cancer, cancer of the breast, prostate gland, ovaries, vagina, uterus. There's a sexual component to these cancers. The
really?
Stress, Yes, and I'm not making this up. You know, there's
no, I know.
Science, you know, whether it be in the field of psychology, about stress and specifically sexual trauma and how that leads to disturbances in the sexual organs, and that will predispose somebody to cancer or specifically to cancer of sexual organs. So part, you know, the Tears of the Melting Heart, I have one component, Tears of the Melting Heart, and I have a book called Heart Health. And I define the heart, the human heart, the spiritual heart, as the vulnerability of being. And we're born totally vulnerable. And one of the reasons sexual violence, whether it be rape or child sexual abuse, and like 30% of women have been abused one way or another sexually, this creates a trauma. It touches the deepest vulnerability in a woman or a man. When you do violence against the sexuality, we're born from sexual energy. So these stresses remain through a person's life. So addressing core issues can really make a difference in somebody's cancer treatment.
Wow.
And that's what I'm going to be doing in Sanctuary. That's what I did with this patient that I cured in 4 days. I did it with a river of tears.
Oh,
a river of tears.
Goodness.
Now, of course, I had. She was taking 20 grams of selenium a day. Now, who does that? I had her doing that too, but that wouldn't account for a cure in 4 days.
Sure. All righty. We're not going to be taking calls today because we have had some server issues, so we're not going to be taking calls. But if you have questions for Dr. Sirkis, please email them to comment@spingola.com, and that's how we'll deal with the questions today. Comment@spingola.com. Questions or comments. Well, that is very interesting and certainly does make sense. Now, you were talking earlier that you had a digestive issue. There are people who do take a lot of probiotics. Now, if you had, for instance, what would you do if you had chronic diarrhea with no unknown cause, say it's a IBS or something like that. Would you recommend probiotics? What is the first thing that you would do?
First thing I always do is magnesium. Always magnesium. Magnesium, it's like breathing. It's like the oil in your car. If you're low on magnesium, and the other minerals too, but the first one is magnesium. If you're low, it's like being driving up a mountain road with no oil in your car. Everything physiologically gets more difficult. So the first thing, I don't care what the situation is, you know, and this is my real axe to grind against the medical establishment, is, you know, I don't think they know how to practice medicine, because if you really look at the truth of medicine and medicines, magnesium is always, always, you know, emergency doctor who doesn't pay any attention to the patient's breath is not, we could be sued. You know, in an emergency situation, the breath is critical. Same thing with magnesium. All surgery, every surgery is made safer if you put the magnesium on before the surgery, during surgery, and after surgery. Now, if you don't give the person magnesium, you're setting them up for more dangerous surgery, more higher chance of death, more complications, and longer time for recovery. And that's playing with people's life. That's like putting a mask over them and suffocating them. This is basic medicine, basic.
Okay.
And in emergency rooms, they use good ones, they use magnesium injections to save your life in a heartbeat. But since there's no money for pharmaceutical companies and magnesium injections, it's the last thing they try. But it works. It always works.
Now, I have the magnesium, the spray that you recommend, that I believe you mentioned on one of your programs that we had, that you have it have your masseuse put it all over your body during a massage. But would you ingest the magnesium as well as spray it on your body and rub it in?
Well, the more ways you can get it into the body, the better, especially if you're in a difficult medical situation. Okay. You can take it orally. You can nebulize it in. You can take baths in it. You can put it all over your body and go out in the sun with it, or have somebody. My favorite, of course, is to cover the body with magnesium and then get a massage. Now, that's a treatment like for Cleopatra. I mean,
sure. Just, now, is there a difference between magnesium citrate and magnesium? What are the best kinds? I mean, it's
the best forms that I have found is the magnesium oil. The one from Ancient Minerals or the LL Magnetic Clay Company. This comes from underground Europe, and it's one of the purest substances on the planet.
Wow. All righty, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Circus, that's S-I-R-C-U-S. His website is drcircus.com. And we're talking about magnesium. And you said that magnesium oil is best, but that we should try to get it into our bodies in other forms. What is your take on magnesium stearate? We've heard a lot about that lately. They They add it to a lot of vitamins. Is it safe? Is it bad? Is it? Tell us about it.
What kind of magnesium?
Magnesium stearate.
Yeah, that's in a tablet form, right?
They add it to a lot of different vitamins. And if you look at the back of a vitamin bottle, it usually has it as an ingredient. And
yeah, that would not be one of my favorite forms of magnesium. My second favorite form, beside the magnesium oil, which is magnesium chloride, the second form, best form, would be magnesium bicarbonate. If you put magnesium bicarbonate into all of your drinking water, this started in Australia, and a cattleman found that his cattle were living like 30% to 50% longer than other cattle. And they eventually found out it was the water they were drinking, and it had magnesium bicarbonate levels. You can buy bottled water, like in California, from Noah's Water. It has 108 milligrams per liter of magnesium in it. That's medicine.
Wow.
That's medicine. If you drink that kind of water, it'll change your life. If you drink it and concentrate it for a couple of months, you know, it'll help transform you, make you 5 years younger, you know, that type of stuff.
Sure.
So that's my second favorite form. And the third favorite form is this called the REMAG solution. It's from Dr. Carolyn Dean. And it's based on magnesium chloride, but it's out of something. It's also very nice for oral use. So those are my three forms. There's also Dead Sea Salt for baths. It's magnesium chloride. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate for baths. Is very good. But anything in a solid form is not near as good as in liquid form.
Okay.
Liquid minerals is always preferable. Liquid iodine, liquid selenium.
Okay. That makes sense. It doesn't have to go through the digestive process, and it goes right to where it's needed, correct?
Yeah, especially like with magnesium. It's, if you take a solid form magnesium, you have to break it down in the stomach. You have to have enough hydrochloric acid, and it's an iffy thing.
Sure.
So to take things that have to be digested, like bread. The problem with bread is it's not digested with the modern yeast. And that's not like the old bread from 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago, where you use natural fermentation, which eats the wheat overnight and breaks it down instead of the body having to break it down. So many people who have problems with bread, they won't have it if they eat real bread, meaning sourdough bread.
Okay.
Because the yeast is doing the work instead of you.
What about probiotics in the treatment of, say, diarrhea?
Well, probiotics is a basic treatment approach that many people get a lot of yardage from. If you've gone through a lot of antibiotic use, or just living in modern life, most people's digestive systems are in very bad shape, and and fungus can overtake the digestive system. So probiotic part of that treatment, where you repopulate the digestive system with good bacteria, help. So yes, and one of the two companies I like the best is, again, the LL Magnetic Clay Company. They have a product called ProScript Assist, I guess its name. It's a very earthy type of probiotic. And then there's a liquid form called Living Streams, I think it's called. And that kind of probiotic you can even spray on your skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your take on colloidal silver? A lot of people swear by it. Some people think that it's not so good. What are your thoughts?
I have not really, connected with it. I mean, I have a bottle here that's been sitting for years here, and I just never used it. I never had any need to use it myself. I don't think this is as strong as most of the things that I put on my crawl, so it's on, like, the sidelines.
Okay.
on the sidelines for me.
Have you ever heard of a solution called gallium?
Sure. I have a bottle of that too. I haven't used it either.
Okay. What do they use that for?
What do they use the gallium for? I guess for cancer treatment.
Okay.
I don't remember. There's also the in that area of medicine, one of the hottest things is the cesium chloride. Cesium chloride has a pH of 14. And you can, really treat cancer that way. But there's only one guy in the world, actually, who can help people. His name is Larry. I don't even remember his last name.
Okay.
Yeah. But he really knows about it, and he sells it and helps people use it. When I was writing my sodium bicarbonate about 6 years ago, I got a call from this guy. His name is Vernon Johnston. And he was going to use the cesium chloride treatment, but it got lost in the mail. And his brother said to use sodium bicarbonate. And he started the sodium bicarbonate. And I wrote up his whole testimony in my book. And he used also 4 hours of breathing. And he had prostate cancer, and it spread to the bones. He was tested. He did this protocol for 3-4 weeks, went tested again, and he was totally clear. And 7 years later, he's just running around like a normal guy.
Wow. Well, that's fabulous.
No, he was a fabulous story.
Yeah. Well, there's so many natural things that people can certainly be using. And you do have a lot of books, and they're available at your website.
Mm-hmm.
And your website is drcircus.com. And I think that, essential, you've got one, treatment essentials.
Practicing. Yeah, this book is like a series of consultations with me. It's like an Army field hospital manual, and it teaches people or doctors in their clinics but how to make a cancer treatment center in your own home. How to treat it yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, most of your books are available as e-books.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see all of them are available as e-books. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, that's available in hard copy. And my sodium bicarbonate book is being published in New York by New York publishers, so that'll be out soon in hardcover.
Okay. I think sometimes people don't really get into another person's website as deep as they should, because I think if people really just would spend a whole day just evaluating what you have here and looking at just look at all of your articles and I really appreciate the treating at home kind of a thing because I think that people feel better when they're at home. When you're in the hospital or someplace like that, you're prone to pick up all this bacteria, and people are in and out. And I think it's the worst. I think it's a place that you don't want to be. We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Circus. His website is drcircus.com, and you may sign up for his newsletter, and I would highly recommend that. I do have a question, an email question. This is from a woman, and she has painful wound inflammation in the intestines that cannot be found with a colonoscopy, but it is evident from the symptoms. She cannot eat very much because most foods are painful. Drinking anything bitter like lemon or alcohol or fruit juice would be impossible because of the pain. Also, for the same reason, she can't drink tea or coffee or take any supplements such as vitamins or minerals, and probiotics are also impossible. And she says this is a 20-year problem, which has gradually gotten worse. This is really sad. what would you say to her?
Read the beginning of that again, so I just get the first two lines.
Okay, she has painful wound and inflammation in the intestines that cannot be discovered with a colonoscopy, but it is evident from her symptoms. She can't eat very much because most foods are painful. Drinking anything bitter like lemon or alcohol or fruit juice would be impossible because of pain.
I got that part.
Okay.
Well, first thing I probably would start her off with is eating clay.
Okay, eating clay. Bentonite
clay. This is a clay called Edible Earth from this L.L. Maidenhead Clay Company, or straight pure bentonite. Clay, starting drinking in the morning and at night, has a very fine and very cleansing effect and healing effect on the intestines. That would be one thing on a physical level. When you eat clay, you mix it with water. It's so pure, it tastes clean. It doesn't taste like dirt. So it's a very basic medicine. So I would start with something like that. Biomat, meaning treating the body with a lot of light. Inflammation, it also could be some certain stress, emotional stress that she has, intestinal things and stress, especially holding on and letting go issues might need to be addressed. And this new technology I'm going to be exploring from Russia. When it gets here next week, I'm going to put it onto my digestive system. It has certain general programs for that. And see what it does. So these type of things, which she's describing, is very deep and needs really deep solutions.
Would you recommend a magnesium spray?
No, these are all basic things.
Okay.
First thing is people who are deficient in magnesium, which is about 90% of people. What happens when you become deficient in magnesium? You get inflammation. Magnesium controls inflammation. It's the best treatment for inflammation because inflammation is caused by magnesium deficiency.
Okay.
And calcium gets out of control. Magnesium also controls calcium. Calcium becomes poisonous to the body in the face of magnesium deficiencies. That's why you have to start with magnesium.
Okay.
So, sure. Magnesium levels get way up using sodium bicarbonate to balance pH. She's probably very acidic. Inflammation, very acidic. So you have to alkalize the body, drink alkaline water. Even seawater is a very good medicine. Seawater.
Right. I remember we talked about that before.
It's just expensive and eventually you get tired of the salt, but it's a great medicine.
Huh. Well, okay. Now, is there a difference between bentonite and diatomaceous earth?
Oh, sure. Sure. Two different substances. Diatomaceous earth is also very helpful in healing, in naturopathic healing. But clay is more basic.
Okay.
It's like sponge. I have an essay I wrote 10 years ago called Science of the Pure. And there are certain substances that are so pure, they have a certain characteristic. And that usually is that they pull to them the impurities to kind of balance out. So clay is like a sponge. It sucks poisons to it. And diatomaceous earth does this, and zeolite is something like that. But and they all can be used. But the, I don't even know the name of the company. I don't have the product in front of me. But there's a product that's also like a clay type of thing, but with a nice formula also for healing the stomach and the digestive system. There are many things. Many things.
Okay. And my
approach is to use many things at the same time. Especially cancer. I have a chapter in my new compendium I'm writing, and it has a picture of tanks and a battle on the battlefield, And it uses the concept of, like, in the Second World War, where you create a trap for the enemy. Like, you lead them into a trap, and you have a crossfire, and you hit them from every side, and the idea is to annihilate them. So that is what the philosophy I use. Instead of trying to depend on one cancer cure, like medical marijuana, you do everything you need to do, like the magnesium, the sodium bicarbonate, the iodine, the selenium, you hit the cancer from every side, get the emotions flowing, and set everything up for a radical change. Not try one thing at a time, like, oh, I have all the time in the world, and I'm going to do this, but not that. How I design my medicine is I establish the 10 or 15 most important things you need to do, no matter what else you do. Everybody has to treat their cancer at home. You can go to a hospital, you can get chemotherapy, but nobody lives in the hospital. So what do you do when you're waiting for your first treatment? You got diagnosed from cancer today, and they're going to talk to you next week and the week after and then start your chemotherapy. What are you going to do while you're waiting? Nothing. The day after you take your chemotherapy or radiation, what are you going to do at home? Nothing. You have to treat yourself. You have to take care of yourself. And if you don't, the doctors are not going to do it. They're not going to tell you even what to do. They're not going to tell you to take magnesium, which will make your life and the chance of recovering from cancer much better. So everybody has to take care of themselves before treatment, during treatment, and after treatment, even if you're crazy enough to go to the concentration camps where they dispense the poison and inject the poison, just like they did in the concentration camps and the mad Nazi doctors.
Now let's not go deviate. Let's stay on the health things.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned in your answer, you said that this could be a spiritual or a mechanical kind of a thing, that we need to let go of our issues. So what you're saying is maybe that this problem that she has could be caused by stress?
Sure.
Okay.
It becomes a vicious circle. You know, we have underlying stresses even from childhood, and then they snowball and we get very sick, and then we have the stress from being sick, and we get, going down and down and down, and it's not easy. And sometimes we need, that's why the biomat is such a devastatingly helpful thing. It's like getting a massage therapist or any kind of therapist, in your house 24 hours a day. You can lay on this thing and it's going to treat you. So now if you're really sick and you're in bed and you can't even get out of bed, the doctor's going to get into bed with you and do what?
Sure.
This thing is in bed with you, underneath you, on top of you, giving you strength. Giving you strength. Like and the sun, going out in the sun, gives you strength.
Sure. And she might also want to take a clay bath, maybe. Put clay with bicarbonate of soda in with the clay and take a bath in that soak in it. Would that be beneficial?
My recommendation, you can take clay baths, which are very good for detoxification, pulling the poisons out, and sodium bicarbonate baths with a lot of magnesium. This helps for radiation. Sodium bicarbonate is one of the best treatments for radiation exposure. That's how I got into it, because the American Army had, for decades, has been saying that in the Army manuals that it's very good for protecting the kidneys from uranium exposure. So, sodium bicarbonate baths. Now, you can, on the internet, you can buy these bath bombs, or this Japanese company, where you mix sodium bicarbonate with citric acid, and that turns this bicarbonate into CO2 gas. That's a wonderful bath.
All righty. Doctor, we do need to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Mark Circus, that's S-I-R-U-C-U-S. Did I say that? S-I-R-C-U-S. He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association and the author of many, many, many books, including Light and Heat Medicine. His website is drcircus.com. Please sign up for his email or for his newsletter. I was rereading this note from our listener, and she said This cannot be found in a colonoscopy. Now, when you have a colonoscopy, which I don't think people should have those things, don't they give you a lot of caustic solutions to clean your colon out? Could that be a cause, or maybe something that happened and maybe 20 years ago when she first got this affliction, and maybe just never healed from that, or maybe recent colonoscopies have just increased the symptoms and made it worse? And also, what about taking 100% aloe vera distilled liquid from aloe vera leaves?
Yeah, aloe vera is very good and very healing. I recommend the product called Body Balance. It's aloe vera with sea vegetables.
Oh.
But yes, aloe vera is very good. And yeah, almost all Western treatments, diagnostic, treatment, chemical surgery, everything they do can make things worse and have their own damage they do. So doctors usually compound the problem, and they cover the initial cover the causes, because they're not treating on the level of cause. They don't get to that level. So they repress symptoms with their treatments, which create other problems that become very chronic. So it's like, you know, a sinking ship.
Exactly. The other thing, too, is that when they give you a prescription for something, if you read all the side effects, I mean, the side effects are worse than what you're being treated for, and who wants to accept all those side effects? And yet, as you say, they all have, all these medications have them.
Well, that's, you know, if I'm going to say something new, these are not side effects. These are the main effects. You know,
oh.
When you look, these are the main effects. When you look at, you know, the side effects, the effect of the poison. You know, all these pharmaceuticals, they're chemicals, they're foreign to the body, they're poisons. Now, of course, they have a philosophy for 400 years, the dose makes the poison. So they think they give low enough dosages and not poisoning you, and so they call it side effects. But these are the main effects, and there are no real positive effects, meaning the main effect is the side effect. They have not healed or cured one disease in 100 years with pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals don't cure things. They help you manage them. And they get people addicted to them. And then you need another drug to heal side effects. And then more side effects. And then you get more drugs until they're combining all these medicines that don't, they have no studies how the poisons combine. So it's a mess. It's a faulty paradigm. You don't heal the body by poisoning it. It's simple.
Right.
Now, that's why I call it natural allopathic medicine. My medicine is allopathic. It's based in Western science. And you research it at universities and clinics around the world, and we see what magnesium does. We see what sodium bicarbonate does by studying how they use it in the emergency room and intensive care wards and in kidney clinics, you know, dialysis units, and how dentists use sodium bicarbonate when they clean the teeth. You know, you can see how it works as a medicine. But nobody wants to go and stand on top of a box and say the stuff you buy in the supermarket for next to nothing, a box of Arm & Hammers, is actually better than the best medicine you can buy from a pharmaceutical company.
Wow.
It's just
okay.
That simple.
Speaking of medications, what about medications that they give you for thyroid? Like if you're a hypothyroid? And they give you Synthroid, and you still have the symptoms like 10 years later, then obviously it's not helping you. And they tell you, oh, you've got to be on this for the rest of your life. What are your thoughts on that? And also, what if a doctor says, we want to remove your thyroid because it has cancer or some other thing? Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, first, you shouldn't even be talking to the doctors. you know, the traditional doctors, whether it be for thyroid disease or anything else, as far as I'm concerned, they're going to lead you in the wrong direction. If you want people to understand and what to do about their thyroid, they should read the book by Dr. David Brownstein. His wonderful book, I think he even has two books on thyroid diseases. And, you know, the basic way of treating thyroid, start with iodine. Most people's thyroid diseases is because of iodine deficiencies. Do doctors treat the iodine deficiencies? No, they use these other medications that cannot replace iodine. And natural bovine, hormones, there are different ways of treating the thyroid more naturally to make more sense, including using selenium, very important to mix with the iodine. There are natural ways, and Dr. David Brownstein is the world's expert on this.
Yes, I have his book. Yes, he is. I also have his video. So, and of course, doctors want to cut things out, like thyroids. What is your opinion of that? Well, you've already said, basically, it's a bad idea. You shouldn't even be talking to a doctor, especially if they want to chop you up, right?
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Look, if you get hit by a truck, you know, you got to go to an emergency room and get taken care of by, you know, doctors, regular doctors. But outside of situations, they tend to be wrong. That's all. They're wrong. And they're arrogant, and they've been trained to be that way, which means they're not open to the right, which makes them much more wrong.
So, you know, true.
So if you want to go, you know, fix your car, do you go to a bakery and talk to a baker? He doesn't know anything how to fix a car. Doctors don't, you know, they've been taught how not to practice in medical school, how not to practice medicine correctly. That is modern medicine in a nutshell. How to ignore the things that are the most important thing because pharmaceutical companies don't make money out of those things. This is medicine. So they're wrong. Now, of course, there are many good doctors out there, and I'm in touch with many of them, and many people have, you know, even regular standard MDs are turning, for instance, to magnesium and bicarbonate. You know, in 10 years, I've come from nowhere, you know, nobody living in Brazil to changing the way medicine is practiced in the world. I mean, how did I do that?
Sure.
But it happened. It just, you know, I've done the impossible.
Sure. Now, doctors who do these other medications, who try to incorporate natural practices into their practice, do they get in trouble? Can they lose their license?
Yes, they can, and some have. Depends how you go about it. You know, you can go about it in quiet ways and. But a licensed doctor who steps too far out of line and publishes about it is in for a rough time, including losing his license. Because they have protocols. They have things they have to do. And if they don't do those things, then they're liable, whether it be for malpractice or from their medical boards that have, you know, orthodox treatment standard procedures that, you know, things that they lay out. This is, if you're going to have a child and has cancer, you know, they'll call out the SWAT teams to make sure they take the kid away from the parents so they can poison them with the chemo.
Yeah. And we read about that in the newspaper frequently.
Yeah, I mean, so these are not the people, I believe, you know, there are very fine physicians to find, but you've got to really search.
Exactly. And I think we found one in you. So thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, dear.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.